I sort of decided to do this section of the website called Talk. Right now I'm making the first recording for it, and there is like zero content in the Talk folder. So if you go to orinos.org/talk, T-A-L-K, at the present time you will find an empty folder. Shortly it will be an empty folder with one audio file in it. And it's basically the first of many audio files, and I've got ideas to just like permit, free speech, in the way that corporate media corporations do not provide. But if you've got something to say, like, just say it. So right now it's just me uploading an audio. But you can see the rest of the website, that's not been written in WordPress, and the 3D stuff hasn't been written using like 3GS. I've written it all myself in code that a browser would understand without any libraries. So what my intent is to produce a situation where you can go and you can search for what people are talking about, and you can even record your own talk and just upload it and say your piece. Because I'm living in a world right now. This is how it feels to be me right now. So the mainstream media died a long time ago. I haven't believed a word in the mainstream media since 1993. I might have, given a little bit of credit to like American media and stuff like that up until about 9/11, 2001. But as a general rule now, I don't believe a word of it. I believe that the vast bulk of it is there to psychologically manipulate the poor to believe that to give them the attitudes of the rich, and that's not a very good thing. Some people might consider, well, if you've got a rich mentality then you'll become rich. It's not actually the case. So there's this situation, Lithuania as an example, just one country of many that I've came across, right? So there's a whole bunch of like ethnic Russians that live in Ukraine. Lithuania. Lithuania used to be a country of the Soviet Union, so there was a lot of people that moved from Russia over to Lithuania as the Soviet Union was expanding, and they're ethnic Russians. But now, since Lithuania joined the European Union, Russians are the flavour of the month. So they're kind of restricted to, job roles within, in industry. They're not going to get the job as the chief librarian of the Great Library of Lithuania. They're not going to get any of the top jobs, because they're kind of like second-class citizens in Lithuania. It's the same with the ethnic Irish within Britain. You will get a few, and black people as well, you will get a few, token characters, to show on television saying, look, there's a black person that's doing really well, but the vast bulk of black people are no better off than what they were in slavery, except when they were in slavery, the whole master's household provided, food and shelter that your modern black person simply can't afford. And it's not just black people. What happened when they're talking about, black on white discrimination, white on black discrimination, they're talking about the transatlantic slave trade. And that's the position where the feudal overlords that ruled over Europe basically did to West Africa what they'd already been doing in Europe. So it's not like suddenly the slave trade was invented. The slave trade has been going on throughout history. And what I tend to talk about is the fact that the slave trade has never ended. The way the world is slavery is the normal thing. And it's a bit like death, people don't like to think about it, but it is the way it is. And I like to be around people that can just acknowledge that it's wrong. I recognise it to be wrong. But people that are going to sit there and deny that there's anything wrong with the systems that they live in, they're just not my cup of tea. It's like they're not even living in the real world. And I don't get to meet the rich and the wealthy and the powerful. I'm talking about just ordinary people staring at their televisions that believe that the rich, wealthy, privileged people that get to appear on TV are somehow anything like them, and they would place more trust in these wealthy, influential, privileged people than they would in members of their own family. And that's not getting it, because, you know, if you're a younger person, you might misunderstand that you should trust your parents more than the TV. Do your parents trust you more than they trust the TV? You know, it's like a total socially messed up situation that we're living in because of the systems and the desire of the people who control the systems to cling on to power, no matter what they've got to do to their slaves. They're never into organ harvesting. That's the latest that got pushed in 2020, where everybody was panicking about the sudden, oh, but either you're going to die, you're going to be subject to Nuremberg Code violations. I was only subject to the Nuremberg Code violations. I was under no illusion that I was going to die for a virus that could not scientifically exist. So when you don't believe in, you know, the emotional, psychological warfare that's played against you on TV, you start to see the world for what it is. And, you know, when I'm talking about science, I'm talking about the study of nature itself, as opposed to the study of, you know, some butthole wearing a white suit, a white coat, saying I'm a scientist and I'm on TV, therefore you must believe me. If, you know, the scientists, if the mad scientists are always on TV telling us that the truth is false and the falsehood is truth, you know, that's not science, that's propaganda. And it's, you know, unfortunate that the system is now going to such levels to destroy any, you know, evidence that the system is a system of slavery. They like to pretend that it's this democracy. You know, this is the story I was fed when I was a child. And it's not that anyone came along and says, oh, it's not a democracy. I just slowly, you know, worked out that I was being gaslit for the cradle, you know, because the world as it is does not quite equate to the world as depicted on TV. Now, the people that have, like, sold out to join the system, you know, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a senior doctor, I want to be, you know, to get the money that comes from tax collection. So it's a complicated state of affairs where I'm at. If you're, you know, still sucking on the television, you're going to find it very, very difficult to comprehend where I'm coming from. So, for example, you know, I am pleased that the Epstein files have been released, but I'm not pleased at the lack of media coverage about what these Epstein files contain. And I know what the courts... these files were prevented from release or precluded from release. And backed by a court over in the US, I believe it's in Florida. And, you know, I've read the court document where the order is given to say, like, we're releasing volume one, but we're not releasing volume two. It was the court itself, which, under its own cognizance, under its own awareness, withheld, if it wasn't Donald Trump. But, you know, they had a wee bit of influence in that two of Donald Trump's, you know, close friends were calling on the court for an emergency intervention in regards to the release of volume two, and the reason for that was they were expressing the belief that the Department of Justice was, you know, engaged in you know, some nefarious practices. And what the court document basically says, saying, like, well, we're releasing volume one but we're not permitting volume two to be released because the Department of Justice has lied to this court, and we want to know more about that, and that was the reason why that was withheld, according to the court itself. Now, what's interesting, you know, the Epstein files have recently been released in the past 2 or 3 days, and, you know, what is interesting, so I find myself surrounded by a culture, if I was to say the Epstein files, the thing that they come to mind is wild sex parties in a luxury Caribbean island that may have involved children. And they want the Epstein files to be released because, according to all the mainstream media corporations, you know, the wealthy and privileged celebrities that they trust more than their own family members, that's what the Epstein files are about. Wild sex parties in a luxury Caribbean island that may involve children. According to the court document, what those files are about, that these are the files that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago when he left his first presidency. And he was raided by, I think it may have been the Department of Justice, just judging by, you know, what's written in it. It could have been the FBI, I could be mistaken, but His home was raided while he was between presidencies to get those files back. What those files contain has got nothing to do with sex party. According to the court document, that there is nothing in there implicating sex parties on a luxury Caribbean island that may have involved children. What those files contain, believe it or not, according to the court, is evidence of vote rigging. Those were the files that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago, because he himself expressed the belief that there is enormous things going on with the, like, there was voting spikes and stuff like that. But that's all been covered up by a media that would have no reason. It's, you know, it's, they're not just like censored what the truth is. They've propagandised people, sensationalised some non-story. Jeffrey Epstein, luxury island, sex parties that may have involved children, versus the truth as brought before the court. Vote rigging. And, you know, that was just like a normal, boring, dull court work that the mainstream media corporations, the wealthy and privileged people, that people put more faith in than their own family members, have been saying it's about sex parties. And they've reported nothing on what the court case is about, but created this story out of thin air. And now that it's released, well, the mainstream media that's been calling for the release of the Epstein files, you know, to kind of character assassinate Trump over a non-story that they just made up to conceal vote rigging, that's kind of the world that I live in. Whereas, you know, the people that are, you know, making the mainstream media, the people who are sucking up to the people that are making the mainstream media, and the people who are just consuming it, you know, as if they don't know and they don't even care. The world that I live in couldn't possibly exist to their mind. And I know it exists, and I can predictably, you know, predict what will happen next, because I'm not living in the fake reality of television shows and television news and television soap operas telling us what our new morals and values are. The morals and values that I hold remain consistent with the morals and values that were there in the Bible, the moral values that were there in ancient Greece. Like, for example, the mainstream media controlled culture. If someone is suicidal, you basically give them a knife to kill themselves. That's what MAID is in Canada, Medical Assistance in Dying. They've been doing the same thing in the Netherlands since 2007, before MAID was even a thing. You know, that's, you know, if you're a taxpayer rather than a tax collector, you know, if you don't work for the government, if you're not subsidised by the government, if you've not got a fancy contract through some government agency like a school or something like that, but you're having to pay taxes, you're a taxpayer in my vocabulary. But if you've got a, you know, a contract, that one contract with a government agency is the thing that's keeping, you know, putting food in your cupboard and keeping a roof over your head, you're a tax collector. We're having to work to subsidise your easier, cushier lifestyle. And some of these die off because we're actually taxed. 2/3 of our labour is stolen from us by a combination of taxation and the monetary system. So I live in the way that the world actually is, not in the way it's, you know, censored and propagandised on TV. So you'll find, you know, if I'm the actual, you know, host of this section of the website and the host of the website, and if I'm doing, you know, the first talks on it, you know, there are people that want people to believe the false narratives on TV, and they don't want people to think about the actual reality that they are living in every single day. So they want to ban freedom of speech. And, you know, in Britain, they've shut down all the pubs by a combination of smoking laws and various stuff like that. I mean, the pubs are still open, but they're all owned by big corporations. Or, you know, it's iffy, like, you know, there's a couple of pubs that are close by to me. They're always empty. There's nobody ever in them. And yet, they're still in business. They've got the lights on. They've got, you know, it doesn't add up how those pubs could remain viable businesses, given how few of their patrons are. And, you know, I don't know because I haven't looked at the books, but I'm guessing the reason they're still afloat is because they're being subsidised by the government, the only people who have any money. So when you think about the monetary system, Now, you've probably heard shit on TV about the monetary system and Financial Times and the stock index and the Dow Jones and like who the fuck's Dow Jones, and I wouldn't speak to him if I even met him, you know. No, I'm talking about the monetary system. Money. What is it? So I could go back into ancient history. There's a country of ancient Greece, you know, they had a colony over in modern day Turkey called Lydia, and it's reckoned that money was invented there. Now, it's obvious, hey, money is a valuable thing. It's very obvious that money is a valuable thing. Why? Because if you've got, you know, £50 and you want to donate it to the PayPal account associated with this website, that'd be fantastic because it's a valuable thing. You know, with £50, I could pay somebody to, I could pay the government about, you know, £35 of that and £15 to somebody to work for me for an hour. For £50, I could get an hour's labour out of somebody, so long as I make deals with the government. You know, it's a valuable thing in its own right, and if you can understand, there's undertones in the way that I'm putting that there, you know, because that those undertones are a lot to do with what I'm going to be discussing. And another thing for the whole, you know, this whole talk section of the website. Undertones are going to be a very, very important thing. Not just the undertones that I place into the things that I'm conveying, but I wish to convey to you the undertones that are on your mainstream media and the way that it's affected our lives. You know, I know at this point I'm just our own voice in the wilderness, you know, and I'm living in a world where, you know, people actually caring about people is a kind of, it's a narrative, you know. They don't generally don't they don't give a shit about anybody but themselves, and they'll only really do something for somebody else if they think they can get something out of it. That is the simple truth of the matter, and you can see it everywhere. And you know the official story is, no, I'm a kind person, I'm a good person, and you do get the occasional good person that will do, you know, an act of charity, and they get no gain from it. And then, you know, you get big corporations and they'll also do acts of charity, but when they do acts of charity, you know, you've made £20 million here, you owe the government 10 million then because the tax rate's very high. However, if you've spent £200,000 giving that to charity, then, you know, the profits of your company fall below a certain threshold and you've only got a £2 million tax bill. How do you fancy that? So is this really charity when people are just giving in order to get something back? But you know, there's really desperate people forced into desperation by a government that is taxing. You know, it's not just the UK. In the UK, the tax rate is 66%, is a rough guess. Because it's going to be different for everybody, you know. And you know, some people in the UK will be like, wait a minute, he's talking rubbish. The tax rate is not 66%, it's 20% income tax. Well, there's also corporation tax. If you're self-employed, instead of paying 20% income tax, you can pay 20% corporation tax. You know, so that I do, you know, understand where you're coming from. If you're like, it's not 66%, but if you can understand, I understand where you're coming from, then there's extra information you've maybe not thought about. And a lot of these talks that I do are going to be about raising to your attention stuff that you are not made aware of. You know, there's some things that are deliberately censored through the media, and there's some things that are just intrinsically not discussed. But all those things that are intrinsically not discussed that directly affect your life, are things that are not intrinsically discussed that directly affect my life. And it's a good thing that people who are directly affected by these things that are not discussed should discuss with one another these things. But you'll find that the system is going out of their way to ban free speech, to prevent us even conversing with one another, even isolating us from one another, stitching us up with like false imprisonment. They're committing crimes against humanity on a daily basis, and I talk about that, and they want channels like this shut down, not just on this website but YouTube. You know, there's really, really sneaky forms of censorship going on there. You can write a comment on YouTube and your comment shows up. And you would imagine the person whose video that is would get to see your comment. They don't. When you log out, nobody gets to see your comment. The only person that gets to see the comment you made is you. That's because you've been, you know, picked out as a person that's not to have free speech on YouTube, for example. But the way they play it is you don't even realise that you don't have the ability to comment because it appears to you that your comments there, it's just not being responded to. And the reason it's not being responded to is because it's not actually showing up to anyone but you. And that is a very deliberate, creepy practice that was invented by Instagram Meta, that is now used by YouTube, Google. And that's, these people are hosted, these corporations are hosted and permitted to exist in countries where the government has sworn to protect freedom of speech by the rule of law, freedom of association by the rule of law. All these, you know, when they're coming out with, this is the European Charter on Human Rights and we'll protect your human rights now. This is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and we'll protect your human rights now. This is the Constitution, we'll protect your rights. They are talking rubbish. They are not even remotely in touch with ordinary people. And yet they're all over the televisions being trusted by people that you know more than they would trust you with your real life experience, which is nothing like the fake reality show on TV. And the best way to put across the fake reality show on TV is the cops, right? So there's no doubt the cops are the government. If you spoke to a cop, it's like, are you the government? They'd say no. So but the police, are the police the government? They'd say no. And say, well, what's the difference between you and just any other punter then? And say, well, we're the police, you know, they're a law unto themselves, but ultimately they form a part of the executive branch of government. There is a legislative branch of government. These are the people you get to vote for in most countries. In Britain, you get to vote for about, you know, a third of the people who are lawmakers, the legislature, in the House of Commons. But that whole system's rigged by mainstream media corporations. You know, if you don't get publicity on the BBC, you're never going to have a successful election campaign, you know, if you're not on the television networks. And in order to get in the television networks, you have to either be sponsored by somebody that's wealthy, or you yourself have to be wealthy, otherwise you're getting nowhere. Now, there's an unlikely event that, you know, before all this shadow banning and the way they did with the internet, try to destroy anybody's ability to, you know, have any say over the new rules and regulations that are constantly being rolled out of Parliament and Congress and the various, you know, we don't get any say in it. That's the simple truth of it. And as for the courts, the judiciary, the one, you know, branch of government that I didn't mention, it's those courts are not there to serve you. You know, if you're an ordinary person, you know that your day in court is not you prosecuting someone that's committed injustice against you, but you being prosecuted for a crime you may or may not have committed. And if you did commit it, it might not even be a crime of harmful behaviour towards another. It might be a crime of disobedience of what I describe to be the master race. And I know it sounds, you know, a hysterical statement to make, you know, it draws parallels between, you know, the people that committed Nuremberg Code violations before the Nuremberg Code was written in, you know, the Nazi Germany, and the people who were, you know, propagandising and censorship and information that was required for people to make an informed choice regarding the vaccines. You know, to draw parallels between the Nazi regime and the master race, who were completely unaccountable to the victims of the Holocaust, and, you know, the people that are quite happy to see the gig economy continue, no matter, you know, how many people get injured, that they can just sweep under the carpet. And, you know, or like someone that suffered a vaccine injury, they get swept under the carpet. They're not, you don't get to hear their stories on the media. But when you're aware, you know, beyond the media narratives, what's going on in the world, you seek out those bits and pieces that you're not seeing, the things that ought to be there. Surely people dying of vaccine injuries is an extremely newsworthy thing. Well, that's what they say. It's not newsworthy to them. So for me, mainstream media news has never been valuable my entire adult life, since I was 19, when I started to wake up to the things that it's not telling me. You know, so if every, you know, if I was a television consumer, you know, it's the equivalent you're living in you're inside a room. There's white tiles on every room, and every wall of that room, apart from one wall where all the tiles are black. They've had you psychologically trained from the day you were born to only stare at the black tiles, and you live in the false reality that the room is entirely covered in black tiles, when in fact that's simply not the case, but you're so psychologically, you know, focused on their media content that you can't see the real world. So if you do see a white tile at the corner of your eye, well, everything the mainstream media has been telling you is that there are no white tiles. It must just be like a rare exception to the rule, and you don't think anything about it, let alone look behind you and see the entire room is covered in white tiles, and I've been staring at this wall with black tiles. So I don't know what it's like to be a wealthy and privileged person, sort of person who got on TV, or maybe my dad was a TV star or something like that. You know, you're connected with the people that control the political system, because you have to understand you don't get to vote for like your next door neighbour living similar circumstances to you. Be actually more likely to be able to represent you than the kind of people that are put forward by the BBC, etc. So that there's no representation. It's a system of slavery, we'll put it plainly, you know. It's like rules and regulations are made up, you need to obey them. You don't get any say in these rules. And the rules are often, you know, beyond the simple moral things that everybody would just get. Well, except for, you know, creepy corporations. The rules are just made up, and they're often, you know, sold to us with moral stories. You know, so it became... So the European Union has been at war with Europe since 1993. My perspective, obviously, if you're just tuning into this, you're like, how could you have a perspective that the government is at war with you? See, the European Union was not the government, never was the government. The advocates of European Unionism, the master race, are... Well, there's a lot of information that they've concealed from their patsies, basically, in regards to how the European Union came about. Their version of reality is that it started in 1972. It was the Common Market. The Common Market was a treaty between independent countries, which, you know, there was no, you know, ability of that economic treaty to, you know, impose that Netherlands must install suicide clinics, that Britain must have surveillance apparatus. You know, the things that come with the European Union is not simply economics. They are at war with Russia right now. They've annexed Ukraine. Russia's not unaware of this. America, an old-time ally of Britain, is not unaware of this. But according to the BBC, Russia's bad and you've not to think about anything else. And have a look at that reform candidate who betrayed Britain for Russia. And it's like, to understand my perspective, you'd have had to have, you know, switched off television, or at least realise there are good reasons to switch it off, and you're starting to realise, I'm actually clinically addicted to believing utter box. And what could you do? Switch off your television and switch on YouTube and just, you know, scroll through the shorts. Addicted to utter bollocks. Just like, you know, Joe Bloggs, my neighbour, is never going to get into politics. He just doesn't have the money, he just doesn't have the sponsorship. And if he could, you know, get a crowd on the internet by, you know, there was no sneaky practices of shadow banning, it was possible for him to, you know, establish his own political party and represent himself, it would be character assassinated immediately, because the people that are, you know, running the show, they're not elected. They pick and choose who gets into power, who does not get into power. But you can't unelect the people who are appointed, the unelected. So democracy is a false narrative, and it's all over your television all the time. And if you don't realise these things, it will be very, very difficult to comprehend where I'm actually coming from. So, you know, I'm kind of launching a platform here. I'm recording an audio that I'm going to put in a folder, and I'll, you know, do other stuff to it to make it easier to access and more nice and pleasant at some point in the future. But I'm planning to start a platform here, and it's kind of for the disenfranchised, the marginalised, to have their say on the internet in a world where, you know, even BitChute is like souping our data over to Google. Which is in November 2023, an unelected, you know, government department called Ofcom, basically forced BitChute to install spyware on a platform that everybody ran to at the point where YouTube, Facebook, etc. were banning us from speaking the truth about how safe and effective the vaccines actually were. So at that time, you know, it must be 2021, something like that, there was now people who had been, you know, double vaccinated with vaccines that didn't work, well aware of it in their own experience, well, the mainstream media was censoring, and the YouTube, Facebook was censoring, and if I'm just saying, well, I took a vaccine that didn't work, you know, a person that heard me would be, had their head filled with independent fact checkers saying there is no evidence whatsoever, despite the fact it was a simple truth. They had to employ propaganda and censorship, which prevented that, you know, idea of informed consent even being possible during 2020. And independent fact checkers who are still at large for crimes against humanity, Nuremberg Code violations, they are not to be treated with impunity. The people that violate the Nuremberg Code are to be punished, and there is no, because like some, like if I had to slip up in a supermarket because, you know, maybe there was like an oversight by the management, and you know, like there was a slippery floor, and I was, you know, perhaps it's my own fault, you know, but and I'm, you know, I suffer an injury, but you know, perhaps like a shelving unit fell on top of me or something like that, you know, if I don't, you know, bring that before a court. Now, what I've got to say about the judiciary to come, you know, if I don't bring that before a court within the 4 years it is in Scotland, might be 5 years now, but it's called the statute of limitations, then the you know, I can't do anything about it. With the Nuremberg Code, there is no limitation. So people who are just, you know, pushing vaccines, people who are administrating the vaccines, they're all guilty of a very serious crime. And they're all at large and they're all in bed together. And the last thing they want to do is suffer punishment for what is effectively a mass murder committed by a mass group of people who know they've done it and will not permit any information to get out. And it's not the first crime that the core of that group has committed. Now they have more people on side who've, you know, inadvertently broken very serious moral laws under the extreme panic of mainstream media corporations. And these are not kind of laws like the toilet paper that gets rolled out of Parliament. These are like ancient moral precepts that are in highly authoritative documents that the UK government, for example, as well as, you know, every other country in the world almost, have agreed that they will never break these laws. And if they do, then, well... there's things to be said about, you know, human rights acts and universal declarations and international covenants. They are effectively worthless. So when you're hearing these politicians talk about human rights and how it is, that, you know, the first thing that you would have to ask them is, well, since there is, this is a human rights paradise, as you know, the mainstream media is telling us, as all the politicians are telling us, you know, that there are human rights violations, but they're so few and far between. You know, it wouldn't cost a great deal for, you know, the people to be able to take the government itself to court any time it commits a violation of the international covenant, civil and political rights. That's the one thing they don't want. They want that official story that they are protecting human rights, but the actual real story is that the system's a system of slavery, and there are people who are thriving on it, aware of it, and they don't want the nice situation they're in to be, you know, giving up. And they've got like a whole, you know, horde of, you know, bum suckers, you know, that'll basically suck their bum to say, well, give me more of your money, master, and I'll help you to oppress my fellow slaves. And they get special deals. And this can happen intergenerationally, you know, with a child of someone that's sucked up, get special deals, and they're completely not aware of, you know, what it's like to be an ordinary person that's not in league with the system. These systems come out of feudal servitude, and they are, to the same extent that they've always been, systems of feudal servitude. Hierarchical systems of control and power, and the people get no say over it. You know, that this is not some, you know, conspiracy theory. When you look at it, it's simple fact. You know, if you've got employers that are not prepared to employ people who say controversial things on the internet, well, why isn't the government, like, you know, taxing those employers out of the dirt for violating simple precepts about freedom of speech? Have you ever seen, you know, a cop committing, like, a serious crime? I mean, like, there was that Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, and this is just like an American example, but you might have witnessed something like this yourself. And you know, that was a cop killing a guy in broad daylight. In the wake of that, you know, it took ages. That guy was walking about scot-free, having just murdered someone in broad daylight, and nobody doing anything about it. Police aware of it. Did they arrest him? You know, who's going to arrest people in the system? Who's going to bring the system to justice? It's that simple. And the system's evil. It is enslaving people. You are the cattle, as am I. And I don't like being in this situation. It's not milk, it's not fleece. You know, the things that they take from us aren't chickens' eggs, it's our labours. Like I was saying, between the monetary system and the taxation system, 66% is the tax rate in Britain. And you'd be like, well, wait a minute, you're saying 20%, so finishing that one, eh? So there's 20% income tax, right? Let's just say it's like most people are, they've got jobs, right? And they're not paying corporation tax because they're self-employed. They're paying income tax because they've got a job. But they're also paying national insurance contributions. In Canada, you might know it as social insurance number. In America, social security number. But basically, there's an extra tax that they don't call tax, which is still the government taking money from you with a promise. Well, that's to look after you in your old age. It's no, because I've already looked. Have you looked at the, you know, did the calculations for what you'll retire on, given state pension? You know, it should never be the case that you don't even have enough money to put a roof over your head. Well, in many circumstances that happens, and it's not reported in the media. Like many things, not reported in the media. And you're expected to be aware of the dangers that lie ahead for you in the future, because that's what you're, you know, a loving parent would have desired that to be, you know, the situation for you. But, you know, a parent that's staring at a television, telling you to believe a television, that's convincing you that the lies are the truth, and the truth that's going on is something you shouldn't even believe your own eyes about. So I'm saying 66%. So you get national insurance contributions, which is, there's two different versions of national insurance. Well, there's several different versions of national insurance contributions, but you know, they make it really, really complex, which I believe to be on purpose, you know, because the tax rate's not 20%, which is a simple story. It also includes 8% national insurance tax on you know, a worker. So it's not 20% income tax, it's 28% income tax. But it doesn't stop there, because before any wages are paid to the employee, the employer has to pay national insurance tax for the employee of 13.8%. And that's not, you know, the money that the employee gets to pay national insurance and income tax off of, you know, that 13.8% comes away from the pre-tax amount. And the tax amount is basically the amount, you know, the tax that the employee sees is basically the amount that he gets after the. So that 13.8% paid by the employer is roughly about 20% of what the employee gets to see before tax. I don't know if that's a complicated bit of maths to do, you know, but you know, suppose the employer's got £100 and says, I'm going to use that to pay an employee, and the government says, well, give us 13.8% of it. The employer now, 100% of the wages that the employee sees is only 86.2% of what the employer originally had before the government took money from what would have went to you. And it's on that, you know, 86.2% is the 100%, the 20%, and 8% are taken from. But you know, that's like, you know, when you can understand, maybe you want to get a calculator out and do it, but just trust me, it's about 20% that's been taken off you by the employer to pay employer's national insurance. You get 88% of that, and you know, 20% of that is income tax, and you know, there's 8% national insurance tax. It's roughly about 48%. You get a personal allowance and stuff like that, but the way it works out is nobody's employing you just to work below that threshold. And you know, you're being taxed at pretty close to 40% or something like that, you know. But if you're really wealthy, you know, it's only about 2% national insurance. You know, you pay less tax if you're rich. And you know, if you're rich, you don't need to work, so it'd be corporation tax. And well, I don't know if you've ever did a job, but you're filling in bits of paper that might not accurately reflect the truth of the matter. And in some of these financial departments, you know, the truth of the matter might not be. So, you know, they'll be paying less tax because they've got more control over their own situation than, you know, an ordinary person who's an employee, or maybe a self-employed person that's doesn't have employees. So the rich pay less in tax, well, less percentage tax. But well, I'm saying 48%. Maybe there's a personal allowance that reduces that. But you know, yeah, so you've got maybe like 56% of your wages left. You know, the by wages, what I mean is that the labours that you did, compensation, the government has been the government hasn't did anything, but they've been compensated with 48% of your labour. You've got 56% of your labour to compensate you for the labour you've did in the form of wages, and you've got to spend that 56%. And there's a 20% VAT, maybe more if you're buying petrol, which could be like a get to work cost, which isn't taken into account in all of this. Because after you've paid all your get to work costs, and you know, your clothing and your transport costs and various, you know, you need to stay clean, hygienic, etc. Hey, how much do you have to put a roof over your head and food in your stomach? Not a lot. So most people are a paycheck away from starvation, and the system likes it like that. And the people that don't like it like that can either complain vehemently, join together for a revolution, or engage in, you know, practices that prevent, you know, the system seeing what's going on within their group. But the system is there deliberately trying to prevent organisation of the people that it's fleecing every single day. And then they'll go on about organised crime, but it's even relevant. Now, there's some people in hearing, you know, what it is that I've got to say, so you take a very dim view of the system. So this is not a dim view of the system. This is, you know, my experience of the system. If you want me to have a nicer view of the system, then make the system nicer. But, you know, I've been experiencing this since I was 19 years of age. I'm now 52. You know, suddenly the system was to become what it promised it was going to be, you know, a democracy with human rights protections, even for the least advantaged in society. You know, just to have what normal as in what it was supposed to be. You know, it's did so much evil in the world that I'm still going to hold a dim view of it, right? We're back to normal. You know, the system would have to actually like, destroy itself to fund the compensation for all the people that it's messed over throughout my entire adult life. Now, some people, you know, have sold out to the system thinking, well, the system is nasty. And it's nasty to the people that condemn the system for what it is. It's nasty to the people that speak the truth. So I think I'll just you know, join in cahoots with the system for a nicer life. And then they expect to, you know, merge in with the people they betrayed for something which enslaves us. So, you know, there's the sell-out whores, as I'd like to call them, you know. And then there's the blind naive, you know, which is mostly children, but there's fully grown adults that are, you know, it's like a mental illness. It's like they don't know that they don't know, and they're so, you know, cradle to grave, psychologically manipulated that trying to wake them up is a major process. And then there are those who do know, and you can't wake up those who are only pretending to be asleep. So it's a complicated thing to, you know, wake up the naive while keeping out those who are only pretending to be naive. It is a very corrupt system. Lies is all you get out of the system. You know, that the official story is never the truth. And the media, you know, the BBC, ITV, Sky News, all these information corporations, which are not like free services, but services that are subsidised by governments who desire to have their population radicalised or de-radicalised. I don't know if you're now supporting suicide clinics, organ harvesting, and Nuremberg Code violations. And the people that support that would say I'm radical. I would say these people have been radicalised through mainstream media consumption, but it's a different perspective. And I'm not interested in people who are into, you know, organ harvesting, Nuremberg Code violations, but they're always going to try and merge in and say, oh, it could be a good thing if that, you know. And it's like, I've never been interested in you. I don't want anything to do with you. I want to practice my freedom association and disassociate from you. But I want to associate with those people that share my moral views on this. And, you know, it's not moral views as in, oh, you let your dog do a poop. and you didn't pick it up with a poop scoop, you forced that wee child to go blind. It was on TV shows that were promoting the poop scoop law, or the don't smoke in a bus shelter law, or the various, you know, bullshit laws that they've just made up that have got no moral imperative whatsoever. But the propaganda uses moral imperatives as if the people that are doing all this actually have the capacity for human love. By human love, I don't mean, you know, me and a woman having sex. I mean, oh my God, there's another person suffering. You know, you could understand some evil, like if Derek Chauvin was sitting there, you know, somebody decided to take it out on Derek Chauvin and just strangle him in broad daylight. You know, I wouldn't shed a tear over it, you know. But innocent, naive people, and they're just, you know, when you think about a cow in a field, what did the cow do? What do humans intend to do to that cow? I mean, it's a very wrong. Being a human, I recognise it to be a very wrong, and I eat cheeseburgers. There are people doing this to human beings. We're living in a system of slavery. They're doing medical experiments with, in disregard of the will of the people, in disregard of the subjects of these medical experiments, and the official stories not being told. So a lot of what I've got to say is inconvenient truths. Truths that need to be suppressed, because the system that benefits only the, you know, the top, and, you know, to some extent the people that suck up to them, who betray their own brothers and sisters to, you know, have the blessings of the enslavers. It's like you're walking around in Egypt and your fellow Hebrews are basically, you know, kissing the arses of the people who are whipping in order to get, you know, a shot of the whip. And they're not using the whip in order to whip the slave masters, they're using the whip to whip their fellow Hebrews. And this is the way the world is. So I'm not interested in the, you know, the Hebrews that sold out. You know, and I'm using a biblical narrative here, and people try to get into race, and it's the Jews, etc., to distract us from the reality of who is it that's engaged in all these mass murders, crimes against humanity, and slavery. It's the Jews. No, it's the government. It's the system. And it's everybody that ever sucked up to the system that's okay with it. You know, if you want to get into religions, you know, the people, did you ever hear of Jesus? Do you know the people that were calling? They say it was the Jews that killed Jesus. It was actually the Romans that killed Jesus. But the people who were calling for him to be killed was the ordinary working class people of Judea. I mean, a bit sort of, like, you know, pushed to do it by the Roman occupation that was going on there at the time, but it was the Romans that killed them. But the official story is the government would never do that, and anybody that speaks about it is to be distracted, destroyed, confused, deceived, cheated, lied to. I mean, I have been gang-stalked. I have been subjected to terrorism, I've been gaslighted, I've suffered a lot of stuff. And the only thing I can say, you know, for the life that I was supposed to have had in my childhood, this is what they promised me in my adulthood, and it never happened. You know, the only thing I can say is, well, I'm not dead yet. I'm still waiting for all these opportunities that were supposed to be just there for everybody in life. Well, I never got them, and I strongly suspect a lot of people didn't get them either. And while the internet in its original sense permitted us to speak, you know, openly about the realities of how corrupt the system was, whether it was in this country or worldwide, you know, that internet no longer exists. That's why I'm kind of doing this sort of folder within Orinos.org, the talk section, because there is a whole bunch of people that are not getting to have their say. Now, I strongly suspect if this takes off, you know, more than just me doing a recording and uploading a video to a folder on my website, that there's going to be people that will come along and they'll try and sow conflict. And then there'll be people that will denounce the people that are trying to sow conflict. And then the people who are trying to sow conflict will denounce the people who are denouncing the people who are trying to. My way of doing it is just, you filter out the rubbish. And by the rubbish, I don't mean the people at the bottom. By the rubbish, I mean the people that suck up to the people at the top, who have no moral outlook whatsoever. The whole idea of morality for them is a thing that they have to say to make themselves look good. They have no morals. And you'll find that a lot of what they're saying is not you know, to say that there's no truth in them might be an over-exaggeration, but it's not that far from the truth. People that speak not to convey their perspective on what's going on, but people who speak in order to convince you of something they believe to be false. This is what I refer to as the master race. And they lie, they cheat, they steal. And you could say, well, the top's really crushing down on us here, and they lie, cheat, and steal against the people at the top. That's a big deal. You know, it's a bit like watching, you know, Derek Chauvin being strangled to death in broad daylight. I wouldn't shed a tear, you know, but these people are doing it to us. They're fellow people, they're fellow Hebrews, so to speak. And we're simply not allowed to have a conversation on any platforms they control. And originally YouTube was a platform for what I would just call democracy when it first started, you know. Most people were like, oh wow, I can produce a television channel. And they started, you know, YouTube was the first sort of like video sharing website. And, you know, they just started, you know, putting up, you know, the videos of the stuff that they weren't seeing on the media that ought to be reported. And, you know, within a couple of years, YouTube basically ditched all the content creators there in order to produce, you know, PewDiePie YouTube as seen today, the nicey-nicey, mainstream media-friendly, bullshit artist, government war propaganda, committing organisation that it is. It's now owned by Google, who, you know, they don't, you think you get a free search engine, you don't. The government pays for you to have that restriction on your ability to receive information, because the old internet was things like Yahoo, Excite, Lycos. These were the old search engines, and these search engines were not built by politicians, they weren't built by you know, manipulative liars. They were built by computer scientists. It was just, oh, I wonder what would happen if they did that. I wonder what would happen if they did that. And what they cottoned on to was like worldwide freedom of speech across the whole world, which was something written in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, free speech across all frontiers, the freedom to hold, impart, and receive opinion. And that's not permissible on that side. You know, why use our platforms? Because there are no other platforms. So I've been using BitChute, but you know, BitChute went down in November 23 when it just started divulging all our privacy to Google. And that was like no way with anybody. BitChute was a minor video sharing platform, you know, until the lockdowns. And when people were saying, ah, here, I've got a vaccine injury, or look, the vaccines don't work because have a look at the maths behind this. You know, if you heard what Kerry Mullis had to say, that stuff was being deliberately censored on the mainstream media promoted internet, you know, like YouTube, Google, the sort of things that are advertised on TV. Even the BBC, which claims they don't carry advertising in Britain, are advertising YouTube and Instagram, etc. Well, these people censored all that, so we all flooded to BitChute. And until November 23, it was a decent part for them, but they were basically being regulated to death. The targeted enforcement of BitChute because they were providing a free speech platform, until eventually they installed spyware at the behest of Ofcom, a UK government department. Not something you get to elect, not something that's accountable to the public, but basically get out of its way to destroy BitChute, until BitChute just, you know, they left and they went to America, but they've still got Google installed. So, you know, is there a free speech platform left? And if that kind of corruption can occur in a platform like BitChute, you know, there's no telling what's going to happen to this, you know, talk folder at Oranos.org if it takes off. So I don't want, you know, if you've got like friends that are, you know, I was in the military, or I was in the police, or my favourite politician. You know, if you've got like people that are so enamoured by the mainstream media that they would ditch you in favour of their celebrities, then maybe you just don't want to tell them about this folder on Oranos.org, because, you know, the less chance that these sort of people have of infiltrating is good. If you say, let's say there's naive people sitting in front of their televisions, you know, and you tell them, look, there's a situation where people are trying to liberate people from their naivety about how corrupt the system is. And, you know, it might be helpful towards them, you know. And but I'll have a look at that later, you know, because I do recognise there is some dodgy practices going on, you know. Or Donald Trump had a sex scandal, you know, Caribbean Island, wealthy and rich people. Actual story, there's evidence of vote rigging in the Epstein files, and that's what the court claims it's restricted to. And there was nothing to do with wild sex parties in the Caribbean. That was just a mainstream media distraction. Sorry to tell you, but you know, if you believe that there was anything, you know, the court doc there was a court document, January 21st, 2025. That's the point where the court releases volume one, but holds back volume two. And one of the major reasons why they held back volume two was because the Department of Justice was lying through its teeth in the court. It was the court's own decision. They were asked to stop both volumes being released. But they released volume one. The reason why they stopped volume two from being released is because the Department of Justice was lying about it, and they were unsure, you know, what's going on here. So they went halfway. But they just recently got released. But you know, that whole court, everything that the court's seen in regards to these documents, these filings, these videos and electronic records, has got nothing to do with wild sex parties in the Caribbean. It's to do with vote rigging. There's videos of people shuffling about ballot boxes when they shouldn't have been. It's electronic records of, it's got nothing to do with sex parties. You've been gaslighted by the media if you think the Epstein files are about sex. You know, sex sells. The truth is something they need to keep suppressed and distract everyone from, because you're living in a system of slavery. And if people recognise, oh my God, vote rigging, you're not even aware of the slightest extent to which you're living in a system of slavery. Before it even comes to the ballot box being rigged, the whole ballot system is rigged by media corporations. You can't vote for people that the media corporations are destroying. I'll put it this way, you can, but they're never going to get into office. And that's, you know, how many, you know, if you could get one person, you'd be lucky to get one person, despite, you know, the character assassination, despite the no publicity, despite the no money. Yeah, because you're a poor person like me, you don't have any representation from these wealthy, privileged people with their pals in the media. You know, in the unlikely event you get one politician that could possibly represent you in any specific thing, you have to understand you're a slave. That's you'd be very, very lucky to just get one person, and you'd be looking for the whole system to come into alignment with the people at the bottom, or you know, the people in the middle even. But you have to understand there's people at the top of the middle who are sucking up to the people who run this system of slavery that you're living in. So let's suppose you spoke to a naive person, they'd be like, well, yeah, aye, that kind of. They maybe not understand that the whole Epstein sex scandal thing is just made up. But you know, but oh, well, I need to find out. This will be a good thing to hear what other people have to say about, you know, sex parties in a Caribbean island. And you know, they come to the you know, the talk section of Orinos.org to see it. And they, you know, in the process of getting there, they tell one of their master race buddies, it's, oh, I'm going to this website and it's really, really cool. And their master race buddy is like, hey, yeah, I'm just like you know, I'm like mine to you, yeah, I hate Donald Trump as well, you know. But they've got no, like I was saying, like, there's people, they don't talk to present their perspective. They talk to persuade people of things that they know to be false. This is what I'm calling the master race, you know. They are ruthless. They've got no morals, and we don't want them on this website. We don't want them consuming this information. We don't want them talking about this information. We don't want them to have anything to do with this information. The naive person is welcome, but can you tunnel that naive person through to the talk section of Orinos.org without the master race getting any understanding that there's someone being tunnelled, you know, safe from their manipulation and lies into this place where they wake up from their naivety? So there's a lot of people who are now, you know, 2020, the Nuremberg Code was violated. If you've got any questions about that, get out, you're not welcome here. Read the Nuremberg Code and apologise for your crimes against humanity. That simple. So if you're already aware that the Nuremberg Code was violated in 2020, and there are lots of people who have committed crimes against humanity at large, and you know, they would happily say, I'll blame it in Bill Gates, you know, if it came down to it, you know, but I'll blame Bill Gates, I'm completely innocent. all I did was inject people and believe the propaganda, and it wasn't my fault. And it's like, no. You know, whether you're aware of this or not, but you must be punished. According to the Nuremberg Committee, it's their recommendations that we punish you for your part in these crimes against humanity. You might not be as guilty as Bill Gates, but you did participate in them. And people who were completely innocent lost their lives, lost their well-being, you know, their health was destroyed by chronic illnesses. People were forced out of their jobs. There's been lots of, you know, suffering that's been caused. Well, you're saying it's Bill Gates. Well, okay, Bill Gates is Bill Gates, but you're you. What did you do? To what extent do you owe a debt to the people that you and the people like you have harmed? So, you know, what I'm saying is they're at large. And they're probably people that you know, people in your family, people in your groups of friends. They don't need to know. And their intentions towards them are, well, eventually it would be benevolent, but at the present they've got a debt to pay. And they're not going to be, you know, willing to come quietly, because they're just going to lie, cheat, deceive, and become even more corrupt in order to maintain positions that they don't deserve. Because before 2020, there was other crimes against humanity that were going on that you might not have noticed, because you were believing the narrative in the media of don't believe the nutty conspiracy theorists. When it turned out, you know, like David Icke is probably the most famous conspiracy theorist, predicted the COVID-19 scenario in 2007. And ironically, he's denounced by the media for claiming he was a prophet, which is not actually true, you know, but the version of David Icke that media corporations present is nothing like the actual David Icke, you know. I'm not saying start idolising David Icke because he's better than Terry Wogan. I'm just saying that, you know, the version of reality that you're receiving is deliberately manipulated to cheating you out your comprehension of reality, and it will do that to you from the cradle to the grave. And there's people around you who are somewhat deceived, somewhat deceiving. This is a place for honest free speech. But it's not a place for people with, you know, dishonest discourse. People that would lie, people that would psychologically manipulate and stuff like that. So if you want to, you know, contribute your own audio, you can either, by the time I, you know, fix up all the rest of the stuff that goes along with just this one audio recording, you'll have the ability to just record your speech right there. Pause halfway if you want to go and get a cup of tea and then keep recording. Or you can just, you know, record it on another application and then upload it as a comment. And I'm thinking, you know, you put in a few hashtags and people can find information regarding that subject from an area that's very juicy, you know, because that will be the top page. It will be juicy in terms of, like, you know, if you're drinking orange juice when you're eating the media, you know, when you're consuming media, you're drinking orange juice. When you're consuming when you're consuming the free internet unrestricted by, you know, shadow bans and censorship and propaganda through the likes of Facebook and YouTube and Google and all of these, just that free internet sort of bit, it's like you're drinking blueberry juice. So, you know, if people are fond of orange juice, I don't want them on here. If they're fond of blueberry juice, yeah. So, you know, a few hashtags you'll be able to find what the blueberry juice is saying about, you know, a particular subject area. And you'll get to hear, like, different views, different perspectives. And, you know, given that we do have different perspectives, you know, we should have respect for it. But this is, you know, in an area where I've got no respect for the mainstream media. It's like, and the people that consume it, I switched off my television when I was 19 out of respect for the members of my society that were being compelled to live in a fake democracy through what John Major, an unelected Prime Minister, did. That was when I was 19. That was just my natural morals to say, no, that's wrong. It's unfortunate that many of the people that I, you know, of respect for them, many of the people I've had respect for are just disrespecting that social conscience. So, you know, it's not about virtue signalling, it's just, you know, there's a lot of people pretending to have a social conscience. So maybe, like, you know, if you're doing an audio cast, maybe your first audio cast should be, you know, well, what is your social conscience? What particular subject area is, you know, appealing to you, to you want to say your piece on? But, you know, so this is not for, you know, media corporations and the various, you know, oligarchs and the various people that suck up to the oligarchs. It's not for them to start, oh, that's wonderful because Donald Trump's great and you love Donald Trump, and I love Donald Trump, we all love Donald Trump, and because we all love Donald Trump, let's rape children. You know what I mean? It's if all you've got to speak about is what's on TV, what's going on your, to talk about the TV is a thing that goes on in your life is one thing, but to talk about the stuff that's on television, it's like, well, what has that got to do with people that had enough social conscience to just reject it as rubbish? So that this is not the BBC, this is just ordinary people. Way, free from the delusions that the master's race would impose upon us, having a conversation amongst ourselves. But obviously, that's mental illness, and they will maybe need to mentally, we'll need to incarcerate you without trial for saying things that are so outrageous, that you'd only have to, you'd have to be criminally insane. The war in Iraq, apparently, Tony Blair and the people that support him, in their mentality, there is such a thing as criminal insanity with which they can incarcerate people without trial. Tony Blair, this was the man that created false intelligence, claiming that it kind of suggested that it was Arab extremists that attacked America in 9/11. That was what the suggestion was, and the actual information that it was presenting to like America, like NATO, which was very American dominated back in those days, was that was Saddam Hussein could have weapons of mass destruction available in 45 minutes. People like myself didn't believe Tony Blair because Tony Blair had already betrayed the working class the moment he took office, kind of thing, within a short period of time, realised he wasn't going to reverse everything that the unelected Prime Minister had carried out since 93, and it was like, well, does he get any sort of working class values at all, and he doesn't. Well, his false information was claiming that, dead, so I didn't believe him 45 minutes, but somebody believed him, and the war on terror happened because of lies from Tony Blair. And there's many people that supported him, and they would denounce even their friends and family for was effectively a mainstream media star. You'd say it's a politician, but without the mainstream media, it would be nothing, So it's not for people that are wanting to, sell politicians, they want to engage in, well, that's the left party, what about the right party? Or that's the right party, what about the left party? You're living in a system of slavery. Now, you might have a bit of time, if you're just hearing this for the first time and it's like, actually, this makes sense, you can't just immediately jump in the bandwagon and start parroting off what I'm saying, because it's not your opinion, it's my opinion. You have to like form your own opinions on the basis that, well, there's information here that's generally censored that I'm hearing. Based on that, well, you need to form your own opinion. You can't just be, parroting off what I said, even though, it might totally resonate with you. But the various aspects around that whole system of slavery, you can understand the whole why, I wouldn't tolerate people to be selling their political puppets and their media corporations and their, oh, this is my channel on YouTube, it's fantastic, why don't you have a channel and a better platform like that? Or it's like, I'm dead famous and it's like, oh, I'm rich, or that, it's like, well, what is your quality as a human being? Never mind the things that, if you're rich, what happened? You get special deals from the money is issued by government, and they give it to their buddies, who give it to their buddies again. It trickles down to the point where you've got a man in a soggy sleeping bag, freezing cold in the winter. Sanctions from the Dáil for not doing enough to look for work. I mean, he doesn't even have a fucking roof over his head, And that's trickle down economics. It's not quite the realities that's presented on TV, but that's what's going on. People are being killed off by the system of slavery once they have no further economic use to it. Mean, if it's taking 2/3 of people's labour every single day through a combination of taxation and the monetary system, what if I was just to work an hour? What do you want in exchange for that? It's, well, I'll give you an hour of my time in exchange for an hour of your time. Fantastic. Then the government comes along and says, oh, you working for him? I am, but he'll be working for me. All right, that's great, because Yeah, when he works an hour for you, 2/3 of that belong to me. And when he works an hour for you, 2/3 of that belongs to me. So I get to exchange a third of an hour of my time for a third of an hour of another person's time. And the government ends up with 4/3 of both people's labours. They get more than both of us combined. So what is the sense in even telling the system or anybody that would support it what we're up to here in the walls of ears? You know, just because we're going to efforts to, you know, restrict advocates of the system of slavery from being aware of our communication here. You don't, you know, discount the fact that they will try and infiltrate. And you start seeing it flaring up as people are, you know, being more aware of it. But as things progress, there'll be progressions made towards ensuring that there is a certain amount of filtration against the infiltration of people who are not like-minded, but would wish to use their free speech to persuade us of things that they believe to be false. They don't even care what the truth is. They know what they want us to believe. They don't even care whether it's, you know, the truth. They would like me to believe that I am only 2 minutes away from clicking on a button and giving away £200 and suddenly I'll become mega rich overnight. You've seen these things on the internet, but you know, that's regards to, you know, civil things, you know, in regards to like the governments and shit like that. The shit that they want us to believe is an even bigger pack of lies than the sort of salesman you get trying to, you know, sell you shit in the adverts on your YouTube, you know. It's the government. They'll steal your children. They'll tax you to death. They'll kill you off in Nuremberg Code violations and claim they don't know anything about it. And it's not just some corporation, some group of people called the government. It's the people themselves. It's a whole culture where they believe it's normal to steal people's children. They believe it's normal to starve people to death. They believe it's that in their mentality that these things are normal. If you're an ordinary person and you're looking at what the government actually is, what the people in government actually do, why are they not ashamed? Because they've got no morals. They've got a will to rule over their fellow slaves. So really, they aren't Hebrews in, you know, that sense of the word. They've already joined hip with the master race. So these people are not welcome here. And that'll feel unfair to them. They believe they've got the right to be everywhere. You know, it's kind of like, you know, carnivores believe I've got the right to be in this vegetarian restaurant and this person not serving me meat. We're not here to, this, you know, platform is not provided for people to sell a system of slavery as a good thing in the world. This is here for the people who are living in that system of slavery, so deceived, deluded, confused, and crushed by that system of slavery, to discuss amongst themselves reality beyond all their lies. So if you're going to invite people here that are not quite right, you know, they don't, their moral compass is basically a virtuous, you know, they don't even understand that they're doing evil every single day. To them, it's just a normal thing. So I'm driving along the road at 40 mile an hour. It's an empty road. I'm driving safely, and the police, me, no, me, no. You owe us £200. Why? Because the speed limit's 30 miles per hour. It's like, yeah, but where's the victim of this crime? Well, where is the wrongdoing occurred? Well, there wasn't any wrongdoing. You disobeyed the master. You don't get any say in this fake democracy. And it's the truth. And it's the truth that is suppressed. So this is a place for people to speak suppressed truths, just to get it off their chest amongst people who are well aware how false the system is and how fake its advocates are. So thanks for listening.